Bob Dole has begun what he says will be 96 hours of straight campaigning. Dole will travel by airplane and by bus to dozens of cities across the country, visiting some in the middle of the night, ending up in Russell, Kansas, his hometown, on Election Day. Dole is behind in the polls. He hopes his last-minute effort to shake up the campaign will have an impact on voters. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold is one of several dozen reporters who will be following this marathon, and she joins us now. Elizabeth, this is going to be quite a weekend for everybody concerned here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be trying to follow it now. At noon today, the 96 hours officially began. We were midair in the plane, so Dole called us all up front, and he announced the official beginning over the microphone. 96 hours, he said, and we all rolled our eyes. And sitting up front watching were former Presidents Gerald Ford and George Bush, who both looked a little uncomfortable with the thought of the trip, even though neither of them are on for the duration. And Bush held up a T-shirt that said 96 hours to victory, and Ford joked, he said, once you get there, they're going to be skiing. I mean, it's very surreal at this point. Nobody's really sure whether Dole's going to make it. No one's sure whether they're going to make it. No one's really sure what's ahead, not even the candidate. You know, we have a rough outline of the schedule. It includes an evening ending in Detroit at 1 a.m. tonight, then a flight to New Jersey for a rally at 4:30 in the morning, and it just goes on and on through the next few days, never stopping. We've got Pennsylvania, Indiana, Kentucky, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, Colorado, then another 2:30 a.m. rally in Las Vegas. It just keeps going. I have to tell you, I'm not sure, though, what he's going to be saying at 2:30 in the morning, and I'm not sure who's going to be there to listen besides a bunch of sleepy reporters.
Sure, sure. What does Bob Dole hope to accomplish in doing this in the last 4 days that he hasn't been able to achieve so far in the campaign?
He wants to shake things up, as he says, which he has really yet to do. Even more important, and it really came across, is that he wants to demonstrate how committed he is to the race. He doesn't want anyone to say when this is over that he didn't help congressional candidates, and over the last few weeks he's made sure that won't happen. He doesn't want anyone to say when this is over that he didn't give it his all. This is his way of showing just how much he wants to win. I'm giving it my all, he keeps repeating in his speeches. More practically speaking, though, it's a good way to get media attention, which has been half of what it was during the 1992 presidential campaign. You know, it's a gimmick, but it's a pretty good gimmick if he can pull it off. It's also really fired up the campaign staff, and morale has been a little low lately.
Earlier today, President Clinton was calling for changes in the campaign finance system. The Republicans have been charging, it's an issue, that the White House has broken campaign financing laws. Has Bob Dole been talking about that as he begins this marathon?
Well, Dole has made Democratic campaign contributions the centerpiece of his stump speech over the last week, documenting, embellishing stories of who has been given what to the president. Today, he expressed astonishment that President Clinton would make a major speech in favor of campaign finance reform as the Democratic National Committee finds itself explaining these questionable donations. He says, you know, there's just no limit to the president's arrogance of power. He said in Ohio, I guess all the money is in and counted, so now he can give the speech. But, you know, Dole is the first to admit that both parties are in it up to their necks and that it's going to require the cooperation of both parties or some sort of independent body to clean it up.
Now, going back to this 96-hour campaigning business, is Mr. Dole planning to sleep? What's he said about his schedule for this?
No, there's no sleep here, Noah. Dole's been saying for a week now, where's the outrage? Well, I can tell you where it is. It's in the press corps. We were all very surprised by the 96-hour announcement. And first we thought it was the campaign's idea of a cruel Halloween joke. Then we realized it was true when Dole announced it during his next speech. Being reporters, the questions began to fly, primarily questions about when we were supposed to sleep. We were told there would be no sleeping for the next 4 days unless it's on the plane or in the bus or during a speech, I guess. They collected all our luggage, which we won't see again till Election Day. We were given little blue Dole Kemp gym bags with toothbrushes and a change of clothes, and we've been told we'll have 35-minute opportunities every once in a while to freshen up. So everybody's stocking up on batteries and pillows and food. And Michael Dukakis did a 48-hour tour in 1988. Clinton did 30 hours in 1992, but 96 hours is really a marathon. And I keep thinking and hoping that it's sort of like when you're a kid and you say you want to stay up all night, but at about 11 o'clock you think, well, maybe it wasn't such a good idea, and you go to bed.
Right.
But judging from Dole's mood, at least today, it's given him a burst of energy. It's a challenge. He's a man who does best with a set goal in front of him. I suspect there will be a few catnaps here and there when we're not looking, though.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold talking with us from Ashland, Ohio.